Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It is Zoe Moon. I am doing a later show tonight, so I hope you guys find it. I am here covering the week of March 8th through the 15th, and we have quite a bit going on this week. First of all, on Saturday the 9th, at the end of the day, at 11.03 p.m. Eastern, we have Mercury moving into Aries. And so, you know, this is always noticeable because it's been in Pisces where our minds and our communications and our flirtations and our decision-making has been more dreamy or, you know, floating along in some way. So once it comes into Aries, it's very, you know, driven and on the ball and ready to make things happen. It also can be combative, so we have to watch out for that. And this is going to be an especially long transit because Mercury moving into Aries, it's going to start taking us forward with our choices, our offers, talks, meetings, interviews, sales, writing, agreements, decisions that are, like I said, more passionate, driven, motivated, or fighting spirit. But then it is going to retrograde. So it extends the amount of time. So we are in forward movement from the 9th until it, and it's still in forward movement, but it's going to start to bring up ideas about what the retrograde is about, starting on the shadow period, which is March 18th until April 1st. So the last couple weeks of the month, we're definitely going to start to get hints of what this is all going to be about in the do-over. And then it'll retrograde April 1st through the 25th. So that's when we kind of slow down, go back, readdress something, let something go, fix something, whatever it's going to be in your story. And then it goes forward on the 25th of April, and it'll be in its post-shadow from April 25th through May 13th. So that means we're moving forward during that time, but we're moving forward over everything that we figured out during the retrograde. And then for a couple days, May 13th through May 15th, it's out of the shadow, still going forward before it exits Aries altogether on May 15th. And moves into Taurus. So definitely a nice long story, a couple months plus here. And so, you know, you may want to pay attention to what pops Saturday night into Sunday, giving some ideas of what's going to be, you know, on the plate for you. Now, I do what I normally don't bring up transits from, you know, the personal planets in the weekly, but I do just want to touch on the fact that Saturday the 9th, we also have Mars squaring Uranus, just because that combination can sometimes make us more accident prone. So it also can be some kind of like spontaneous passion or some sudden unforeseen anger or fight. It can be a day where we want to be extra careful with sharp objects, weapons, fire, electricity, things that happen online or in any kind of social arena. And what? It's playing out through, you know, Aquarius and Taurus. So it's very fixed energy. So, you know, whatever this is, parties involved are not likely to budge much. So just take care of that on Saturday the 9th. You know, for most people, it'll just be a driver to make us, you know, move forward and try to get something done in some big way. But I just wanted to throw that out there. Okay, so what do we have next? We have Sunday the 10th, early in the morning, 5 a.m. Eastern, 2 a.m. Pacific. We have that new moon in Pisces, 20 degrees of Pisces, and that moon, it will conjunct Neptune, the ruler of Pisces, so it's a pretty powerful new moon, and that is going to launch us forward over the next 2 weeks, helping us start brand new things, or, you know, bringing those into our lives or motivating us to jump in and go for something, but it also can be that it gives us momentum behind things that we're already involved in. Pisces is about anything artistic. So if you're doing anything with music or painting or poetry or film or dance or, you know, theaters or concerts or whatever, this can be a really good two-week window. It also is about romance and what's going on with, you know, thread through time, past life kind of karmic one-on-one relationships, and so gives a brand new fresh start there. Spirituality and psychic abilities, and so there might be messages coming through. Maybe a ghosty woasty is going to show up. Maybe you have some interesting dreams, or maybe you just get like a real boost from prayer, meditation, yoga, something like that. Pisces is where we have bad habits, self-sabotaging tendencies, addictions, secrets, deceptions, boundary issues. So if you're trying to get a new, fresh start tackling any of that, you might find the right help or the right program or the right decision-making in these next 2 weeks to help launch forward with that. And it also rules research and investigations and institutions, so there could be something new in the works there. And so just pay attention. Once again, this kicks in, I told you 5 a.m. Eastern. And so definitely, we're waking up on Sunday, raring to go with all of this. It's also a daylight savings time, not that I'm like that person, but it's time to spring forward with your clocks on that day. All right. And so, this is kicking in early Sunday morning and in play for 2 weeks. And then Monday around dinner time, like 5:50 p.m. Eastern, middle of the afternoon for the West Coast, 2:50, Venus is going to move into that same territory. So, Venus in Pisces is very dreamy. So the romance and love is going to be like very dreamy or very karmic, maybe there's something to rebalance there. Venus is about personal income as well. So maybe this helps with making money through artistic or spiritual or institutional or research arenas. This is also, Venus rules beauty and pleasure. So there's a lot of that going on behind closed doors. if you're in a romantic relationship already, then, it will be more about the time that you can take alone, away from the world kind of thing, and that's there until April 5th. And then the last major thing going on in this week is also occurring on Monday the 11th. So next month on April 8th, we have that powerful Great American Eclipse, the second of the two that crisscrosses the country. And that is going to be in Aries at 19 degrees. So on Monday the 11th of March, that is the first trigger date to that eclipse that will come on April 8th. So there is a small percentage of the population that will get this early. And so if you do, this is very powerful, as you know. And this, again, in this Aries field is physical, is about what we want for ourselves and launching ourselves forward into this. We may be eclipsing out something from the old version of us to make it happen, but it is about the new beginnings. It is about being three times more powerful than a typical new moon kind of energy. And so some of you guys may see something on Monday 11th that is about, what you're doing physically, what you're getting involved in, what's involving your name, your title, your brand, your image, your body, your personal needs and desires, And again, this has a lot of fighting spirit attached to it. So that's our overview. So, guys, how does it break down? For Aries, very much like what we just spoke about, first of all, on Saturday the 9th, Mercury starts a two-month-plus tour of their sign. So a lot of talks and news and meetings and sales and short trips and writing offers, decisions that are about them, So they might be showing up to the interview. They might be involved in the sales. They might be, taking those short trips, making decisions that are about how they're propelling themselves forward or their own needs. They might hear from a lot of people during this time. They might reach out to a lot of people during this time about what's happening with them or what they want. And again, moving forward and then retrograding April 1st through the 25th and then moving forward again and out by May 15th. So, you know, during the retrograde, you may be revisiting the past, or the past may be showing back up for you, or you may slow down a bit, you know, to get something figured out. All right, so the new moon on Sunday the 10th is in Pisces for 2 weeks of momentum from the cosmos to help you launch into something new or take what you're already doing and move it forward. And this would be about your spiritual life, your psychic moments, anything with romantic, karmic, past life scenarios, anything artistic in your life. If you're trying to tackle bad habits or addictions, really good time to start. If there are secrets that need to come out, then maybe this two-week period will help you do that. It also can be fresh starts with institutions or research and development. And then by Monday, the 11th, Venus moves into this territory. So you now may find love in those realms or income opportunities in those realms, or there may be more beauty or pleasure playing out in those realms. That's going to last till April 5th. So again, through the artistic, romantic, or spiritual, through the institutions, research, or development. And then Monday the 11th is also that one trigger date that comes a month before the solar eclipse that arrives April 8th. And so, Aries, this would be about you. If you are impacted by this, you may feel a very strong urge to launch yourself forward into something new. There may be something new that's going on with your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, or your needs. Very personal, very physical for you. So if you are feeling this, then you will be feeling like you're ready to jump into something, or something may arrive that is meant just for you. For Taurus, Mercury moving into Aries on Saturday the 9th and touring there until May 15th means there's going to be quite a bit of news, talks, offers, decisions, ideas, maybe more short trips or local activities that involve your 12th house. So this can be playing out privately, secretively. This can involve institutions, research or investigations. This can involve anything artistic, romantic, or spiritual. If there are secrets or addictions to be dealt with, it can involve that. And so again, as with all signs, you're moving forward, then the retrograde will be when you slow down in these areas or revisit something or release it or rework it from April 1st through the 25th. And then you'll move forward again and then be out of this territory, like I said, May 15th. So with that new moon, this arrives early in the morning on Sunday the 10th and will be in play for 2 weeks. This is all about launching you forward into something new or helping you take current situations forward into what comes next. And it's about friends. It's about associates, groups, gatherings, parties, events, social. It's also about the internet, big tech. It's about astrology or charities. It's about your own personal aspirations or original projects. So, you know, this is going to give you a lot of influence to make things happen over the next 2 weeks. And then by Monday morning, the 11th, Venus is going to enter the same territory, actually Monday around dinner time, sorry, and will be there until April 5th. So now there is potential to focus on love or money topics in those realms, or to look at what is going on with pleasure or, you know, values that are playing out there. You know, as far as Venus's influence in Pisces, when you are in love or money scenarios, or, you know, focused on beauty or pleasure or values, you know, it can be a little bit more exciting or shocking or suddenly changing or dreamy or karmic, you know, because of the position for you. Now, Monday the 11th is also the trigger date for next month's new moon solar eclipse. So this one day, some of the population will have something occurring here that is aimed directly at them or coming through them. This would be a time to launch forward into something new or take something current forward. And for Taurus, this would once again involve artistic, romantic, or spiritual arenas, anything karmic or past life relationally, anything with secrets or addictions or involving institutions or research or investigations. So there you have it. All right, so for Gemini, Mercury heading into Aries on Saturday the 9th and staying there for over 2 months until May 15th. This is going to turn your mind towards your aspirations, your original projects, how you're involved there, what you need there, or what's going on with your involvement with friends, associates, groups, the internet, astrology, charities, parties, events, or gatherings. And so you are going to really see a lot of momentum here moving you forward. But then it's going to retrograde April 1st through the 25th. That's when you'll slow down and head back into a do-over, rework something, release something, rekindle something. And then you move forward again, and it will be out by May 15th. And then on Sunday the 10th, we have that new moon in Pisces. This kicks in at 5 a.m. Eastern and will be in play for 2 weeks. For Gemini, this is giving you that cosmic boost behind starting something new or taking what you're already involved in forward. And it's about your big personal goals. It can involve career or something personal to you, you know, or it can be about something new with a boss, a parent, a judge, a director, teacher, mentor, some other kind of authority figure. And so expect to get into that right away by Monday the 11th. Venus will join this story. So she's either going to introduce love or money or beauty or pleasure into that story. She should help smooth out issues if you have them or attract that good stuff through setting goals, reaching goals, being on the career front or with these authority figures. And she's there until April 5th. And then we also have that trigger date on Monday the 11th. So at any point on Monday, there may be that moment for some of you guys, not all of you guys. This is an eclipse that is going to occur on April 8th, so most people will experience it then, but a rare few will experience this on Monday the 11th. So there can be something, once again, very personal, very physical that involves a friend, a group, the internet, astrology, charities, parties, events, or your own freedoms, aspirations, original projects, causes, you know. So if you are one of those few, you may feel like, oh my gosh, I'm getting that potential to really go for something, get involved, make it personal, launch myself forward. So if that's you, you'll see that on Monday. All right, so for Cancer, Mercury heads into Aries on Saturday the 9th. And will be there an extra long time until May 15th because it will retrograde April 1st through the 25th. So forward you go, then you slow down, reassess, release, rework, and the retrograde, and then you go forward again. For Cancer, this is your mind, your talks, your ideas, your sales, your writing, your meetings, your decisions, and they're playing out around personal goals or career or status or authority figures in the mix. And so a lot more communication and choices going on there. And so, you know, plan accordingly that you'll be revisiting stuff during or releasing stuff during that retrograde, but forward you go. Now, the new moon on Sunday the 10th for Cancer, this is early in the morning. You're going to wake up and have 2 weeks of cosmic boost helping you launch forward with anything travel or distant related, legal agreements, educational pursuits, media, marketing, ceremonies, religion, or politics. Pick one, pick them all. What do you want to start new there? What do you want to take to the next level? By Monday the 11th, Venus joins that story. She's going to be there till April 5th. So she may start to attract love or money topics to those arenas of life. She may also bring in more smoothing out of issues or more pleasure or beauty into the story. And so there you have that. And then also Monday the 11th is the trigger date for next month's new moon solar eclipse in Aries. That's a very powerful eclipse. And only a few of you guys are going to experience this on Monday, but some of you will. And so this may be that Monday is about launching yourself forward in some very powerful way when it comes to that goal, the career, the status, the fame, or that authority figure such as a boss, a parent, a judge, a director, producer, mentor, someone in a higher up position. All right, so for Leo, Mercury's heading into Aries on Saturday the 9th and will be there till May 15th. This is a nice long time to think about things, to discuss things, to hear offers or ideas, to meet with people, talk with people, focus on any writing or sales or agreements or decisions that are about ninth house topics for you. So Leo, this may be about media, marketing, publishing, or broadcasting interests. It could be about legal contracts. It could be about travel or distant situations. It could involve education, whether you're teaching or learning or getting certified in something. It could be about ceremonies, religion, politics, philosophy. So you have quite a bit to choose from. Just keep in mind you're moving forward with this. And then during the retrograde period, April 1st through the 25th, it either slows down or you're going back to something past. You're reassessing, releasing, reworking, rekindling something. And then you move forward again until you're out of that period. All right, so on Sunday the 10th, we have that new moon in Pisces. So for Leo, this gives you 2 weeks of cosmic boost. This is a powerful launch forward for you guys when it comes to anything financial, such as what's going on with your loans, your debt, your inheritance, your bankruptcy, taxes, insurance, you name it, right? Or it could be about your sex life. Maybe there's some new sexual attraction getting ready to spark up, or maybe there's something reproductive in the air. It also rules the area of divorce and mortality, so there could be some finalization in your new stories. It also could be about anything you're launching forward with involving third parties. So see where that takes you. And by Monday the 11th, Venus will join that story. So she wants to attract love into those sexual or intimate or reproductive arenas, or she wants to smooth out issues with divorce, or she wants to bring your own personal income into the story with those other financial arenas, or bring more pleasure, or, you know, something well, I kind of said smoothing out, you know, something beautiful maybe into that story, you know. So she will be there from Monday the 11th until April 5th. And then finally, there is that trigger date on Monday the 11th. This is a trigger date for next month's new moon solar eclipse in Aries. And so, Leo, Monday, this is only for some of you guys, but some of you guys will get this early on the trigger date. There may be something very important or powerful opportunity to launch yourself forward with the trip or the distant situation, with the legal agreement, with the educational pursuit, with the media or marketing or ceremonial interest or something in religion or politics or philosophy. So, there you have it. Pay attention to what's going on with that. All right, so for Virgo, on Saturday the 9th, Mercury is heading into Aries and will be there for a couple months all the way till May 15th because it will retrograde in the middle of that. So Virgo, you know, Mercury in Aries for you is going to stimulate your mind and get you into more talks or meetings or offers or sales or writing or agreements or decisions that are focused on your eighth house. So this could mean it's a time where you're really getting into those things about loans or inheritance or taxes or insurance or alimony or a partner's money or any other kind of outside financial resource. It could also be that this is you meeting or making decisions that are sexually or intimately motivated or about reproduction, divorce, mortality, or any third-party stories. So again, hearing about this, thinking about this, meeting people, talking to people, making choices, moving you forward up until April 1st, and then retrograding from April 1st through the 25th, when you'll slow down, reassess, release, rework, rekindle in a do-over period, and then forward again, April 25th all the way until May 15th. Now, the new moon hits Sunday in the morning, and so this is in Pisces, your relationship zone, Virgo. So over the next 2 weeks, you have a really strong influence giving you forward momentum to help you start something new or take what you're already doing and move it into whatever comes next. And this is relationships. So, you know, this might be about a romantic union that is picking up during this time. It could be about a business partnership. It could be new, fresh starts with clients or new clients coming on board. It could be something new you're setting in motion with an agent, attorney, opponent, competitor, advocate, you know. So you have 2 strong weeks to initiate that. And by Monday the 11th, the very next day, Venus moves into that story. So she might be bringing love or money topics into the story with these significant relationships, or she might be smoothing out issues, or she might be focused on anything involving beauty or pleasure there. And so that's a nice influence. She will be there till April 5th. And then finally, Virgo, there is that trigger date for everybody on Monday the 11th. This is tied to next month's new moon solar eclipse, which will occur on April 8th. So some of you guys will have an experience around this on Monday the 11th. And so Virgo, again, this would be about how you are involved with something financial, sexual, reproductive, or involving a divorce, mortality, third-party situations, empowerment changes, transformations, you know. So it can be personal. It can be physical. It can involve your name or title or brand or image in those stories. If this is occurring for you, then look at what you are launching forward with, what part of that you are eclipsing out to move forward. And that, again, would be Monday the 11th. All right, let me take a drink of my water before we get into Libra. All right, Libra. Curie heads into Aries, which is your relationship zone, on Saturday the 9th, and it's an extra long. We're not looking at 3.5 weeks. It's going to be there until May 15th because it will retrograde in the middle of it. So Libra, you know, you're hearing from people, you're in talks or meetings with people, you're in sales, writing, interviews, offers, decisions with people, and these are relationally focused. So this would be, you know, what's coming your way with romantic partners, business partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, advocates. And so the ball gets rolling on Saturday. You are in forward motion with this, you know, so there could be some new people coming on board. You could be, you know, reaching out or hearing from people already in play and really moving things forward. But it will slow down and then retrograde by April 1st through the 25th, at which time you'll slow down with these people or they'll slow down with you. There can then be some reassessing, some fixing of some things, some letting go of some things, some revisiting of the past and reworking it. And then you move forward again April 25th until it's out of there on May 15th. So nice long story. It looks like, you know, connecting with significant people is going to be part of what's going on for the Librans. Now, on Sunday the 10th, we have the new moon. And so this sets off 2 weeks of forward momentum for you guys when it comes to work or health. Really good time if you're trying to find a job, if you're trying to start a new work project of your own, if you want to get a fresh start with your own health. Also, this can involve a time of fresh starts with animals. If you're thinking about adopting an animal or getting involved in some kind of animal charity or something, it is a time when you may be getting fresh starts with coworkers or hired help or paperwork or any cleaning or organizing you're trying to do. So again, 2 solid weeks of forward thrust here. Make the most of that. The very next day after it starts on Monday the 11th, Venus will join in. She moves into this same territory. So Libra, you know, she may help you attract the money through the work project or the hired help or the paperwork you're signing, you know, or she may be attracting love through, you know, what you're out there doing with health or animals or through a coworker, et cetera. She may smooth out issues you have in any of those realms. She may bring more beauty or pleasure into the story. And she is there until April 5th. And then finally, Libra, there is a trigger date to next month's new moon solar eclipse on April 8th, blah, blah, blah. So some of you guys will look on Monday, the 11th of March. And so if this is you, this would mean that there is something significant involving that partner, client, specialist, agent, attorney, advocate, whoever, and the forward momentum there. This can involve you personally or physically. This can be about eclipsing something out to get that fresh start. But if this is you, you'll know it when you see it and whoever this important person is. All right, so for Scorpio, Mercury heads into Aries on Saturday the 9th. We'll be there an extended period until May 15th because of the retrograde from April 1st through the 25th. So Scorpio, first of all, Mercury in this territory for you is bringing new ideas and offers and opportunities, new talks, meetings, sales, writing, agreements, decisions that are about your work or about anything you're doing that is health related or involves animals or paperwork or coworkers or hired help. So lots of news and talks and ideas and meetings and sales and decisions there. You'll be moving it forward starting on Saturday the 9th. And then just remember during the retrograde phase, April 1st through the 25th, you'll slow down a bit and either reassess, rework something, go back to the past, pick something back up, let go of whatever's going on currently. You know, it's a do-over, whichever way you want to rework, release, rekindle. And then you'll move forward again starting on April 25th. Through May 15th. All right, with the new moon kicking in Sunday morning on the 10th, Scorpio, this is 2 weeks of nice forward momentum from a new moon boost that is going to allow you to launch into something new or take what you're already involved in and move it forward. And it is about creative endeavors for you, or it is about your love life or lover, or it is about something going on with children or recreationally for you. So a lot of good momentum here over the next 2 weeks. And then the very next day on Monday, Venus moves into this territory. So she may be bringing love into that love relationship opportunity. She may be bringing income opportunities through your creative endeavors or what you're doing with the kids or recreationally. She may bring more beauty or pleasure to any and all of that. And she's a really nice influence, and she'll be there until April 5th. And then finally, there is that trigger date on Monday the 11th. This is tied to next month's new moon solar eclipse on the 8th of April. It is in Aries, and so for Scorpio, some of you guys may experience this on this trigger date. And so most will experience it next month, okay, but some of you will experience it Monday the 11th. And so, Scorpio, this may be you getting involved or your needs or how your name or title or brand or body or image is tied into this big, powerful thrust forward into something new or next level involving your work, your health, your animals, your paperwork, your coworkers, or hired help. So look for that in case you're one of these that might get that extra boost. All right, so for Sagittarius, Mercury heading into Aries on Saturday the 9th, an extended period until May 15th because of the impending retrograde in the middle of all that. Sag, Mercury here is going to light up your creative mind, your love and kids' interests, anything going on recreationally for you. You know, so you might find that you now can get into those talks or meetings or sales or writing or offers or decisions that give you forward momentum with creative projects, the kids, the love life, the lover, the recreational pursuits. So all of this is moving you forward. And then by April 1st through the 25th, the retrograde kicks in. You guys will then slow down and maybe take a break or let go of something or go back to the past or rework the current. It's a do-over. And then it all picks back up steam again as it goes direct on April 25th, and you are out of there by May 15th. Now, with the new moon kicking in Sunday morning, the 10th, for Sag, this is going to give you 2 weeks of forward momentum having to do with what you are doing at home or about your home, with any moves, renovations, or real estate deals, with anything involving family, parents, or roommates, or anything about history or ancestry. So 2 weeks to start something new in those realms, or 2 weeks to really take what you're already involved in and get that added steam to move it forward into something next chapter or some new direction. Now, while that's going on, Venus will join in. She moves into this same territory starting Monday, the 11th. And she is going to help smooth out issues or attract love or money opportunities there. Or she will focus on beauty or pleasure in those realms. And she is there until April 5th. And then finally, Sag, there is that trigger date on Monday the 11th. It is tied to next month's new moon solar eclipse, which will occur on April 8th. So for some of you guys, there will be something activating that eclipse a month early, which would be Monday the 11th. And so, Sag, you know, you could find yourself front and center when it comes to a creative endeavor, your love life or lover, the kids, or something recreational, and really launching you forward in a very powerful way to start something new or take what you're doing to the next chapter. There may be some eclipsing out of some side of something there to give you that fresh start, but you can pay attention to Monday for that potential. For Capricorn, Mercury is entering Aries on Saturday the 9th and will be there until May 15th. Capricorn, this is going to turn your mind and your ideas, your talks, your meetings, your sales, your writing, interviews, short trips, decisions, really focused on home or real estate deals, moves or renovations, family, parents or roommates, or maybe some history or ancestry. So, you know, you can get into a lot more talks or hear from people or make choices or get the sales going. You're in forward momentum. It will then retrograde April 1st through the 25th. So just keep in mind that you'll slow down at that period and go back over some things to either let go or rework them, maybe revisit something from the past during that time. And then you're back into forward motion again April 25th until it exits on May 15th. Now, the new moon on Sunday the 10th for Capricorn, this is going to kick in 2 weeks of forward momentum for you with your communications and commerce. I mean, Capricorn, you can really launch into something new or take what you're already doing and move it forward with your talks, your meetings, your sales, your writing, your interviews, your auditions, offers, proposals, decisions. There's the physical side to this too, Capricorn. You may also decide you want to launch into something new or take something into that next chapter when it comes to your vehicles, your electronics, your siblings, your neighbors, a move, anything involving short trips or local community activities. So you do have this nice two-week momentum forward. Joining this story the very next day on Monday the 11th, now all of a sudden the talks and the people you're meeting and the sales and the writing and offers and decisions and all of this with siblings or vehicles, etc. Now Venus is there, so it may bring love or income opportunities into the story. It may help smooth out issues. It may bring more beauty or pleasure to what's going on there. And she is there until April 5th. Now, there is a trigger date on Monday the 11th to next month's new moon solar eclipse, which occurs on April 8th. So a handful of you guys will get the experience of that eclipse on this trigger date on Monday the 11th. The rest of us will be waiting until next month. So Capricorn, again, this may be about your home, a move, a renovation, a real estate deal, your family, parent, or roommate. So there can be very powerful new beginnings. There can be taking current things into next chapters. If you need to eclipse out some new or old approach or situation to get that fresh start, it can be part of it, but it's really about the new beginnings, the new momentum behind regular things you're already involved in. So see if there is something very powerful there for you on Monday. All right, so for Aquarius, Aquarius, Saturday the 9th, Mercury moves into Aries, and it will be there until May 15th. So when Mercury is in Aries, we have more passion, more fighting spirit, more motivation on a personal or physical level. And for you, Aquarius, it's going to play out in your talks, in your meetings, with your ideas, with sales, with writing, with interviews, offers, proposals, decisions, flirtations. Aquarius, it also might get you into more talks or meetings or decisions that are about short trips or local activities, your vehicles, your electronics, a move, your siblings, your neighbors. So it's going to spike it up. It's going to get it super busy. You're in forward momentum with this, but it will retrograde April 1st through the 25th. At that point, you will slow down a bit or revisit something from the past or rework something current, or, you know, whatever you're going to do in your do-over to get it right. And then you're moving forward again April 25th until it exits on May 15th. On Sunday the 10th, we have that new moon in Pisces. So for Aquarius, you know, this is opening up a two-week window of a lot of forward momentum around opportunities to make money or what you're purchasing or what's going on with your possessions or your products. It also could give you that forward boost around values or being valued or the things you're building or your pleasures in life. So definitely want to look at, hey, do I want to start something new in these next 2 weeks? Do I want to take what I'm already involved in and move it forward? You do have that momentum there. And joining this story the very next day after it begins, on Monday the 11th, Venus moves into Pisces. So she is now going to help attract the love or the money to what you're doing about income, purchases, products, or possessions. Or she might bring more beauty into the story or more pleasure. She's definitely a good influence, and she will be there until April 5th. And then finally, there are some of you guys that will experience next month's solar eclipse that is going to happen on April 8th. Some of you guys will have your experience on this trigger date on Monday, the 11th of March. So, excuse me. So, Aquarius, you know, if you're one of those few people that will get it early like this, this can be about something very personal to you, something physical or something involving your name, title, brand, image, personal needs and desires, you know. That is playing out through a very important talk or some news you hear or a meeting or the sales or writing or, you know, short trips, local activities, vehicles, electronics, siblings, neighbors, moves. And so, you know, this would, again, be about launching forward into what comes next or something new. And it may eclipse out something from the past to get you there. So circle Monday and see what happens. All right, so for Pisces, Mercury's moving into Aries on Saturday the 9th and will be there all the way until May 15th because it will retrograde in the middle of that. So Pisces, this is going to help you get into more talks, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, short trips, offers, decisions that are about income opportunities or about purchases, products, or possessions for you. So you have this forward momentum, and then during the retrograde from April 1st through the 25th, you slow down and you might take a break from all that, or you might go back to the past and reassess that. You might let go of something. You might rework an ongoing story. You know, it's your do-over. And then it's going to move forward again April 25th, and we'll be out of this territory by May 15th. So nice long story to help you get something going in one of those arenas. Now, on Sunday the 10th, we have the new moon in your sign, Pisces. So it's your once a year big boost forward on a personal or physical level. Over these next 2 weeks, it can really help you gather steam to start something new, or to take what you're already involved in and move it into that next chapter or new direction. It's about you, what you're involved in, your body, your image, your brand, name, title, identity, what your needs and passions are leading you towards. And of course, you know, Piscean, maybe it's artistic or romantic or spiritual. Maybe it involves institutions, research or development, or maybe it's allowing you to launch yourself forward through recharging yourself in some new way. And the very next day after this two-week momentum starts, on Monday the 11th, Venus moves into your sign. So she joins the story. Now all of a sudden, you can focus on yourself and beauty, you know, you can focus on yourself and pleasure. You can focus on yourself and the love you are attracting or expressing, or it can be about what you're getting involved with to make money. Venus rules love and money and beauty and pleasure. So she's in your sign. It's a beautiful time of year for this. And so she is there until April 5th. And then finally, Pisces, a handful of you guys will experience next month's new moon solar eclipse on April 8th, this month on the trigger date. And so if this is you, this would arrive on Monday the 11th as well. And it would be Pisces about something very powerful that you're launching yourself forward with involving income, purchases, products, or possessions. So, you know, focus on how you're showing up for that, or how your name or brand or title or image or personal needs are involved in that. And if it's you, if the opportunity is there for you on this particular day, and see how you can move forward. And also, if there's anything to eclipse up to get that forward momentum, that could arrive as well. So that is it, guys. Quite a lot, actually, really kind of all coming into play between Saturday and Monday, and then taking us forward over weeks ahead, you know. So we're all going to get busy in these areas. I wish everybody the best with it. If you are trying to read the daily horoscope that I put out, you can find that at zoemoonastrology.blogspot.com. If you are trying to ask questions or book readings, you can find me on the social networking sites. The fastest is probably facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. So that's it, guys. I will be back next week, same time, God willing. I wish you well, and I will talk to you then. Bye-bye.